Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
720 WGN, and that sound of those people going ooh, ooh, ooh means that it's time for weather on the ooh-oohs. And when you hear the ooh-oohs, that means it's time for WGN's Bill Snyder to join us. Good evening, Bill.
Good evening, John. Happy Thursday and happy weather on the ooze.
Yes, and you know, I heard somebody say in the hallway, yeah. Hey, you know, it may be 50. Did you hear that it may be 50? I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
You're the man to tell us if there is going to be an early taste of spring and
yes.
how warm we're talking.
Oh, I'm telling you, John, this is quite a sea change from the pattern that we've been in for the better part of a month, you know, starting in mid-January and to start this month. And today was our fourth consecutive above normal day. So we have turned the corner on that cold spell. Today we only had a high of 40 because there was a wind off the lake, but boy, mm-hmm. we are going up, up, up from here. And we're talking about inland locations, a string of potentially, John, six consecutive days of 50 degrees or higher, and we could be talking 60s by the middle of next week for a day. How about that?
I don't know what to do.
Isn't that something? I mean, that's really amazing. You know, I was looking over some of the statistics here, and, you know, to get a 50 in February is not unusual. About 75% or 3 out of every 4 February see at least 150. And, you know, just last year, it happened at the latter part of the month. We had 5 in a row to end February. So isn't that amazing? I mean, it can happen. It just didn't feel like it was ever going to come when we were in this midst of this cold spell.
Yeah, I know. It seems like it was going to last forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was something, but it's you know, there's so many things right now that are that have changed that are working in our favor, John. You know, and that is, you know, we talk about how much snow cover has an impact on our weather and our temperatures. We've gotten rid of it. There's no snow cover here really across our area, other than, you know, some residual piles and so forth. So that's pretty much gone, and it's gone to our west. It's gone to our south. So really, there's nothing impeding our warm-up this time of the year, except for a wind off Lake Michigan. We got that big body of water sitting right next to us that's 33 degrees right now at the shoreline. So you bring a wind off of those icy lake waters, and it can do a number on your temperatures, especially close to the lake. But beyond that, I mean, you know, the sun angle today, John, was 35 degrees above the horizon compared to 25 degrees on the shortest day, December 21st. We picked up an extra 2 minutes and 33 seconds of daylight today, and since our shortest day on December 21st, we've gained 82 minutes of daylight. So how about that? I mean, these are all positive developments, you know, trending our weather in the right direction.
Well, you know, it happens, you know, it unfolds over time,
yeah.
And you don't notice it perhaps day by day by day, but this afternoon, it was like, I don't know, 5 o'clock or something. And I'm like, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. I can still see outside.
Right. I mean, oh, for sure.
Yeah. The days are getting longer.
Yeah. I mean, we're picking up a good 2 to 2.5 minutes each day. And, you know, over the whole entire month of February, we gained 70 minutes, which is pretty significant. I mean, that's noticeable. And, you know, what's interesting, John, we are 3 weeks away from this coming weekend. 3 weeks from Saturday night when we go to bed, from turning the clocks ahead an hour. So that means that 3 weeks from Sunday, it'll be light out till almost 7 o'clock. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. and then as time goes on, it'll be light until like 9-something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Until our longest day back in June. So yeah, things are heading in the right direction. I mean, we're not totally done with winter, so I don't want anybody to, you know, get the false impression here that, you know, because we're talking about a major warm-up and a taste of real spring-like weather, that, you know, you can put the shovels away and put the heavy coats, because, you know, history has told us that that's simply not the case. You know, we've had snowstorms here in early April before, so it certainly can snow. And, you know, March, I find as we get into March, you know, we still got, you know, of course, 2 weeks to go in this month, but March is kind of a battle zone, John. You know, you've got the air masses that are battling each other out, and where that battle zone sets up, you know, you can set up some pretty good storm systems in there, and you know, notorious for dumping heavy snow. Now, the only difference is, you know, as you move into March, snow when you do get snow, it doesn't stick around very long, just because of the stronger sunlight and the longer days. So that's a positive. But it's been a snowier than normal season. What's interesting is, if you just look at the winter months, the meteorological winter months since December 1st, we're actually running a little bit below normal on snowfall. But because we had that snow in November, the seasonal snow is still a little bit above normal.
You know, talking about the month of March and the possibility that there will be more snow. More than just a possibility.
Right.
I've been reminded since I could remember. John, you're born late in March, March 28th, and you were born in a blizzard. Okay.
See? Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
Oh, I know.
So, yeah.
It can happen. No, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, John, but I believe if you look at our top five greatest snowstorms, one of those snowstorms occurred, which was about 19 inches, and it was a late March snowstorm in there. I don't remember the year, but the fact that it is part of our top five is an indicator that, hey, you know what? It can still snow and it can still get cold. It's just that it doesn't stick around as long. That's the difference between getting a big snow in March versus getting a big snow in December and January, because it's just the atmosphere is much colder at that time. So we've got those things working in our favor for sure.
Well, you know, we're heading into a weekend and it's Valentine's Day, and some of the things probably coming up with people. Are we having a mild weekend?
We are. You know, what's interesting, John, is there is going to be, tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day. We're talking about mostly sunny skies, southwest winds that should overcome any lake cooling. So we're talking about temperatures warming, from today's 40 at O'Hare, we're looking at low 50s tomorrow. So that's a significant jump. And again, with a southwest wind gusting to 20 at times, should prevent from any lake cooling to develop. So I think we're going to push the mild air up to the city here. Now on Saturday, there's a storm system passing to our south. But what it's going to do here is bring a little bit more cloud cover. So on Saturday, instead of being mostly sunny like tomorrow, we'll have a mostly cloudy sky. There'll be some peaks of sun from time to time, but there's going to be a little bit of an easterly component to the wind. So while we're talking low 50s inland on Saturday, we're probably looking at more in the way of low 40s by the lakefront, just because of a light easterly wind. It won't be strong. If the wind was stronger, we'd be talking colder, just because that water is still so cold. So we're looking at low 40s, but then we start to warm back up again, and the sun comes back out as that system pushes east of us on Sunday. So mostly sunny skies, and we should be well into the 50s, maybe closer to 50 at the lakefront with a light lake breeze, and then we go up from there. We stay in the mid to potentially upper 50s on Monday and Tuesday, and then go into the 60s, low 60s on Wednesday. So how about
that? There we are. There's those 60s. They come.
Yeah, they do. And I'll tell you what, John. I mean, for Valentine's Day, anybody that's been around this area will certainly never forget what happened here on 36 years ago on Valentine's Day. We had quite a snowstorm. It crippled traffic. It was that heavy, wet snow that fell just at the right time, where the road crews were not able to get out there and do their jobs because of the amount of traffic on the roads. And so the commute times on the Eisenhower from the post office out to Schaumburg were upwards of 5 to 6 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, it was something else. I mean, I just, jeez. Yeah, it was quite a storm. And again, it started snowing heavily right in the early afternoon time frame. And right in the middle of that rush hour, people, it was at a standstill. I mean, the bulk of the expressways around Chicagoland were crippled down because they couldn't go anywhere because the snow fell fast and furious. It was a heavy, wet snow. Salt trucks weren't able to properly plow the roads that they, because of the amount of traffic that were on the road. So it's interesting. Yeah. But we're not going to see anything remotely close to that this year, even though we may have some cloud cover to deal with. But, you got plans Saturday night to, take your sweetheart out for dinner or what? There's no issues there. You'll be able to get from where you need to be, without any problems. So that's good news.
So what do we have immediately again for tonight and tomorrow?
So for tonight, John, we've got partly cloudy skies, maybe, you know, and even some clearing towards morning. Temperatures down in the mid-20s. So it'll be a chilly night tonight. You know, make sure you have the jacket with you, the heavier coat. And then tomorrow we start chilly in the 20s, but warm expeditiously from there because we're going to have mostly sunny skies and a southwest wind that takes hold. So by afternoon, we're looking at a high of 52 degrees, which is a level that's 17 degrees above normal. That's really and more typical of late March or early April. Not bad. And then tomorrow night, warmer, Saturday night, warmer, low 30s. And then we're looking at during the day Saturday. I meant tomorrow night, warmer than tonight, low 30s. And then Saturday, we're looking at a high of about 50 inland at O'Hare, low 40s at the lakefront, mostly cloudy skies. Again, if you're heading downstate, central and southern Illinois, there'll be a rain system passing through that area. So you may encounter some rain, but nothing expected up here. And then sunshine's back on Sunday. We're back in the mid-50s, so that's, you know, almost 20 degrees above normal, and stay there Monday, Tuesday, and then even get into the low 60s, which is really extraordinary for this time of the year on Wednesday. And then we do tail back after that, but we still stay above normal. So by next Thursday, we're looking at temperatures dropping back into the mid-40s. So not a bad forecast, yeah, John, considering where we've been.
Well, thank you once again, Bill Snyder, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Likewise, my friend. You have a great weekend.